Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. Today, we're digging into Alphabet's second quarter 2026 results, and Jordan, there is a lot to unpack.
There really is. Before we get into it, quick disclaimer for everyone tuning in.
Right. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
With that out of the way, let's get into the numbers because they were big.
Massive. Alphabet posted $119.8 billion in consolidated revenue, up 24% year-over-year. That's 12 straight quarters of double-digit growth, which at this scale is genuinely remarkable.
The headline for me is Google Cloud. Revenue there grew 82% to $24.8 billion, and operating margin jumped from 20.7% a year ago to 35.6% this quarter. That's a company that's scaling AI infrastructure and actually getting more profitable while doing it.
And the backlog number is wild. Cloud backlog hit $514 billion, up more than $50 billion just in the quarter. That's the clearest signal of forward demand you can ask for.
Search is still the engine, though. Search and other revenue grew 17% to $63.3 billion. Sundar Pichai talked about combining AI Overviews and AI Mode into one seamless search experience, and AI Mode alone has crossed 1 billion monthly active users since expanding globally last October.
What stood out to me is they're not just growing usage, they're getting more efficient at it. They said the cost of AI Mode responses hit its lowest level since launch, even while adding more advanced capabilities. That efficiency story matters a lot given how much they're spending elsewhere.
Which brings us to the big number that probably grabbed headlines: CapEx guidance. Alphabet raised its full-year 2026 CapEx range to $195 billion-$205 billion, up from $180 billion-$190 billion previously.
That's a serious jump, and CFO Anat Ashkenazi was clear it's about accelerating capacity delivery to meet demand they can't currently satisfy. They're still supply constrained. She also flagged they'll lean on third-party compute capacity in third quarter as a bridge, which will create some near-term margin pressure on cloud.
Worth noting, too, free cash flow was actually negative $5.9 billion for the quarter, driven entirely by that CapEx spend. Anat said investors should expect free cash flow to stay under pressure as this build-out continues.
On the model side, there's a lot happening. They launched Gemini 3.6 Flash and 3.5 Flashlight, and Sundar mentioned they're now training Gemini 4, calling it their most ambitious pre-training run yet.
The token usage stats back up the demand story: 22 billion tokens per minute processed through their APIs, up from 16 billion just last quarter, and over 9 million developers building monthly with their models.
On enterprise, nearly 90% of the Fortune 100 are using Gemini Enterprise, which is a striking adoption number for a product that's still relatively new.
One of the more interesting Q&A moments was Sundar addressing concerns about Gemini staying at the frontier. He acknowledged coding is an area they need to keep improving, but pointed to Gemini 3.6 Flash jumping over 10 points on a coding benchmark in just 6 weeks versus the prior version.
There was also a good exchange about TPUs. They started recognizing revenue from TPU system sales to customer data centers for the first time this quarter, though Anat noted it's a small piece now, with the vast majority of that revenue expected in 2027.
And Sundar was asked directly about Waymo potentially spinning out of Alphabet. He didn't bite, said the focus right now is purely on scaling and executing, not restructuring.
YouTube also had a standout quarter tied to the World Cup. Over 1.7 billion unique viewers watched World Cup content, making it the most viewed World Cup in YouTube's history. YouTube ad revenue grew 13% to $11.1 billion.
So stepping back, what does this all mean going forward? You've got accelerating cloud growth, a search business still posting double-digit gains at massive scale, and genuinely strong enterprise AI adoption. But it's paired with a dramatically larger capital spending commitment and near-term margin and cash flow pressure.
Basically, the growth story looks strong, but investors are being asked to trust that this spending wave pays off, and management is signaling 2027 CapEx goes even higher.
Before we wrap up, one more important note. Everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
All eyes now turn to how that cloud backlog converts to revenue and whether this infrastructure bet keeps translating into the kind of return Sundar and Anant both sounded confident about on this call.
We'll be back next quarter to see how it all plays out. Thanks for listening to Beta Finch.
Catch you next time.